continuing to be on the car, I'd like to thank the Parnas Hashanah for sponsoring the Shurim Li, Eli Nishmas, Rav Gedai, Ben Rav Shimon, and Shom Shav Eli, and all family Shom Simcha Nachas and Brach. We're on page Kuf Mem Ches. We're learning the Maimer of Simcha. Just because Purim is over doesn't mean that the Simcha is over. Simcha is a midah. That we're learning is the yisod of all of our avodas Hashem. We're up to the note on page Kuf Mem Ches, note Reish Mem, where he brings the lashon of Rabbi Chaim Vital. We're talking about how the Torah itself doesn't say specifically, doesn't give chiyuv from mitzvahs when it comes to midas, because the midas are the prerequisite to a person being a kli, to be able to be bechlal an eved Hashem, to be somebody who is a barhachi, to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs. If a person is depressed, is sad, is broken, then the entire Yiddishkeit, this entire avodas Hashem is off. And so it is with all of the midas, but befrat when it comes to this avoda of simcha, which we see that the Torah says clearly in the Tochacha, tachas eshelo avadz Hashem l'kecha b'simcha v'tuv levav, that somehow all of our problems and everything that's gone wrong in our lives is traced back to this lack of simcha in our avodas Hashem. So on page Kuf Mem Ches, Reish Mem, the Novi Kan is Lashon Shor Rabbeinu Chaim Vital B'Shari Kedusha. So Rabbi Chaim writes there, Ha'atzvus Garemis Menias Havode V'Kim HaMitzvus. That sadness causes Menias Havode, persons becoming difficult and heavy to be able to serve Hashem, to mekayim mitzvahs, a bitl esek haTorah, to learn Torah, to learn satfila, or to concentrate by davening, umavatal machshava tova la'avodas Hashem, and it has a way of completely of being mavatal one's positive thoughts when it comes to avodas Hashem. Bishar hascholas giru hasosas ayetzahara, and not only is it something which is a mania to him, to a person's moving forward in avodas Hashem, but it also makes the person into somebody who is open game when it comes to the Yetzirah. A person who's weak, who's depressed, who's sad, is obviously somebody who's much more vulnerable when it comes to the Yetzirah. Gam garemes siluk ruach hakodesh me'olav. And it also causes the disappearance of ruach hakodesh in his life. Now, we might think that Ruach HaKodesh just means that a person, you know, can see the future, but that's not, there are different madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh, which Rabbi Chaim Vital talks about in Shari Kedusha. When we daven, when we ask Hashem in Tehillim, Ruach Kodesh al tikach mimenu, it means that all of us are Bali Ruach HaKodesh, different madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh. It doesn't mean that we have a madriga to be able to see the future, but we all are desperately in need of Ruach Kodesh. And when a person is in a, Rabbi Chaim saying that when a person is in a place of atzvus, so then it causes there to be a siluk of Ruach HaKodesh. As we see in Navi, we see that when we're talking about higher madregas of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, how the Nevi'im were not able to be misnabe when they were in a state of Ruach Ra, in a place of on their madrega, in a place of sadness or depression, they could not access that Ruach HaKodesh that they're normally able to access. And when it comes to lower madregas, it's the same thing. When a person's ba'atzus, so then the Ruach HaKodesh disappears from his life. V'ahepach be'yosa Ovid Hashem Zbarach b'simcha. And the opposite is when a person is Ovid Hashem b'simcha with joy. K'ma shekosev ivdus Hashem b'simcha, ki ha'simcha musifa cheshek rav v'ahava. When a person is b'simcha, it adds tremendous cheshek. Nahava, Lidabik Bayez Baruch, a great love and a great longing to have more of a connection to HaKadosh Baruch. Uksiv Tachza Shlavatz Hashem Akecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav, as I just mentioned, Ki Avode Im Hi B'Yitzoven, because if one's Avodas Hashem is with sadness, Domla Evet HaOved L'Rabu V'Ponim Atzuvas V'Zayafais, then he's like a servant who's serving his master with a long face, an angry face. When a person is connected to Birchas Hashem, to the Baruch of Hashem, then he feels a wealth and he doesn't feel sadness. He feels that he has everything and he doesn't feel sadness. Well, Yosef Etzev Ima. And Rabbi Chaim explains, Kahi Itzavan Hu Nimshach Mizuhumas Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Sadness comes from the other side. Samach Mem means from the other side, from the side of Ra. Benachash and the snake. She Tilu Ba'Adam Mechava. Until Adam Mechava had their issue with the snake, their Messias was a Messias of Simcha. Was a Messias of Dveikus Bashem. And the aftermath of the Chait is very clear in the Torah. Kama Shekosu Ba'Adam, it says Ba'Adam Rishon, Be'itzavan Tachlana. Doesn't say anything else. Be'itzavan Tachlana. So we see that the curse of Gan Eden, the actual klola of Gan Eden, is that word, Be'itzavan, sadness, depression. And we see that this is a huge milchama before Mashiach comes, the milchama with sadness. Be'itzavan Tachlana. Uksiv, it says also be'etzav tal dibanim. When Chava is told that she's going to have to experience pain, bringing children into the world, be'etzav doesn't say be'ke'ev, doesn't say physical pain. It says be'etzav, sadness. In other words, giving birth, which is a wonderful thing, which is a bracha, but it's going to be mixed with sadness. And be'itzavan tachlana means that even when you have the brachas of Hashem, you have what to eat. And we see this before Mashiach comes. That before Mashiach comes, ba'od laila, while it's still the night of Golos, that the Shechina is giving us food to eat. That more than ever, of course, there's still some people who are very poor, but more than ever, the poverty doesn't mean for the vast majority of Jews in the world, it doesn't mean that a Jew doesn't have what to eat. It used to mean that. Simple and partial, it used to mean that people didn't have what to eat. But most people have now what to eat. And it's a generalization, there are people who are suffering. But as far as Jews are concerned, a person makes a phone call, even if he's wherever he is in the world, to find other Jews, there are other Jews that will have what to eat. Even if he doesn't have what he can't afford on his own, people have food to eat. But so before Mashiach comes, says Vatakum Bod Laila, the Chayzer explained like that. Vatakum Bod Laila, that the Shechina is going to arise while it's still night. Vatitin Terv Levesa, Vacharkan Arasad, and she's going to give food for her children to eat. But the Torah says at the very beginning of time, Be'it Savan Tochlana, that you're going to eat with sadness, and then the food doesn't have a good taste. Everything is tainted by the sadness. That's Be'itzavan Tachlana. And having children is a huge bracha. But Be'etzav Tal Dibanim. And you know, the word that they use in Eretz Yisrael for anxiety or for nervousness is also Atzabim. Etzav. So Etzav means sadness, and it's used in modern Hebrew to mean anxiousness, to be nervous. So the two of them are very connected, sadness and anxiety. There might be two medications, but it comes from the same shorish. Rabbi Chaim says a person feels detached and disconnected from the Shechina. Where the Shechina is, there's simcha, there's joy. And the Shechina runs away from a place of sadness, from a person of sadness. The Shechina runs away. V'arayim Yaakov v'chir ha'avos. And Rabbi Chaim says, we see this by Yaakov Avinu. Sh'nistalkim min Shechina, Ruach HaKadosh, Esum Shtayim Shonim, Sh'parash Yosef Imenu, that for the 22 years that he was, that Yaakov Avinu was mourning over the disappearance of Yosef HaTzadik, So Chazal tell us that the Shechina left him. And only Kshesamach b'psurasa, and only when he heard the good news of Yosef's being alive, then it says, V'atechi ruach Yaakov. V'atechi ruach Yaakov. So we see that when a person is in a place of perpetual mourning and atzus and so on, that the Shechina is not with the person. And the V'atechi ruach Yaakov depended upon with the return of joy would be the return of life and Shechina ruach HaKadosh. From Rabbi Sein Mazal, Ein Shechina ve'ein Nevua Shara Lamitach Atzus and so on. And the Gemara says that the Shechina and Nevua and so on, all Madregas of Ruach HaKadosh, of Shechina and Nevua cannot be with a person who's in a place of sadness. V'chein Matzino be'elisho be'bnei ha'nevi'im T'chsiv v'hoik ha'nagin ha'managin. That we see that the Nevi'im, the B'nei Nevi'im, that they would be Samech themselves with Nagunim and so on in order to be able to be Kalim to receive Ruach HaKadosh. Lefneim, Toif, Chalil, all kinds of instruments, Vekina, Vehema Misnab, Vehema Misnab. And only with that, with awakening some measure of a measure of joy by through the music and so on, they're able to come to a place of Nevuah, of Hashvas HaShechina. Okay, back on top. The last two words on page Kuf Mem Ches. The klipa gemur. Sadness is a terrible klipa. Page Kuf Mem Tes. The garemes l'shikchas ha-Torah. And there are many consequences that come with sadness, things that are affected by sadness. And one of them is also shikchas ha-Torah. It causes a person to forget Torah. To forget the Torah that he learns. V'havoy de rachman l'slam. Shukas ha-Torah v'havoy de rachman l'slam. To forget, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that the person necessarily loses his memory. But as a result of the sadness, the memory of Torah doesn't affect him, doesn't change him. Doesn't have an impact on his life. So you might be a very smart person. You might remember the Gemara that you learned. You might remember the whatever Torah it is that you were learning. Intellectually, you remember it, but it doesn't have any impact upon your life. You might be able to spit back what you learn, but you don't remember the Torah that you learn. You know it intellectually, but you don't remember it. And when a person is chalil in a place of atzlus, of sadness, and there's this histalkus of the Shechina, then it could cause there to be dinim, chas v'shalom, in his life. All kinds of difficulties and negative things begin to... It's like, it's almost like when something is spoiled, or it attracts all kinds of... it attracts insects, bugs, you know, mice and rats. When something is spoiled, when something is ruined. So... Atzvus is such a destructive koach that it brings upon a person, it makes a person open to all kinds of dinim, chas v'shalom. Ki kasher hayetz zahara, so many times I've had the conversation over the years especially with the young women who get very, very, it's understandable, they get very nervous about Shidduchim, because I've heard so many terrible stories. So you get nowadays girls that are like 18 years old and they're already terrified. I'm getting old. It's going to be my 19th birthday. What's going to be with me? I don't know what's going to be. I'm never going to get married. I'm not going to get married, and so on. And they walk around ungablus and, you know, long faces. So I said, if you look like that, that's a guarantee you're not going to get married. If you walk around the whole time being tzibrochen that you're 18 years old and you're not married, and even if you're 21, 22, or 23, It's the most unattractive thing in a person to be depressed and to be sad. It's the most unattractive thing. I'm not talking about whether somebody's physically beautiful or not beautiful. I'm not talking about that. Everybody's attracted to somebody who's a person of simcha. Everybody wants to be in the presence of somebody who's filled with simcha. And when a person, chalila, is not in a place of simcha, then it's the cockroaches, the bugs. So even if you do end up finding some guy, it's not going to be anybody you want to spend your life with. So be just an, another bug looking for a bug. That's all. That's what happens with a place when a person is an atzlus. It's all dinim. That person is also overly. You have somebody who's like a hypochondriac and is overly frightened and nervous and worried and gets all upset about different machlis and all different things that are going on. Even when it comes to listening to the news, every day now there are things that we hear that are so upsetting, and we should feel the pain of Am Yisrael. But the pain, feeling pain and empathizing, translating into depression and sadness, is a terrible distortion of what it means to be a mom in Kadosh Baruch Hu. The tzaddikim felt more than, there was nobody who felt Am Yisrael's pain more than the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was there was no greater tzaddik that felt the pain of Am Yisrael than the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim lived in a constant place of simcha. It's not a contradiction to be a person that feels the pain of other Jews and at the same time is simcha. It's not a contradiction. Only on the surface it seems like that. When a person's in a place of emunah, it's not a contradiction to feel both of them even simultaneously, which the Zohar Kodesh says that there's one side of the heart that cries and the other side of the heart is filled with joy. But you were small people, a person who's very, very small and has small emunah, if you hear something bad on the news that day, the rest of the day you can't talk to your kids, you can't smile at work, you're finished, you're done. You can't move. You're completely immobilized by the bad news. Those people shouldn't listen to the news at all. But it doesn't make a difference. They always have a way of finding out, because that's also part of the profile of depressed people. Is they seek out more reasons to be depressed. It's a remarkable thing. You'd think that the person would run away from because he's so terribly affected by. You have people that they don't put down their phones these days. All day long they're looking for more bad news. And if you say why do you do that, just stop already. It's not, they'll say, what do you mean? You don't care for Am Yisrael? You don't want to hear what happened to the United Nations today? If you really cared for Am Yisrael, you would want to find out what happened to the United Nations. We already know what's going to happen to the United Nations and for a person who's depressed, who's sad, who has an atir to being that way, it's very, very, very dangerous. And that's what was happening during COVID also. The people would never stop with the statistics and the reports and I don't remember the lashon they used to use, and there's a surge of, what are they not surge with? There are different terms of using the lashon. It's coming back. It's coming back to get you. You know, and these the people that never let go of these things. Nobody wants to be with these people. The second you say good morning, he said, did you hear? It's coming back. I just said good morning. It's coming back. It's like living in a horror movie. That's how they used to have, like in the horror movies, it's coming back. You know, whatever it is, the monster's coming back to live like that. And then if you say something, what are you talking? Why can't you just say good morning? Yeah, this is you. So then the person will say something like, you're not realistic. You don't see what's happening. Or they'll make you feel like you're not interested in other people's health and well-being. And the greatest cause of sickness is the depression, not the virus. It's the depression. And it's like that with everything. If you're living with somebody who doesn't stop listening to news all the time, then try to steal their phone. Try to hide the phone. It's a sickness. It's not about loving the Jewish people. It's about depression and marshchayra. People have an atiyah to being depressed. They can't stop with the news and talking about it and thinking about it. And it's not coming from Ahavas Yisrael. It's mixed with Ahavas Yisrael. That's what makes it more complicated. But if they wouldn't have that, they'd be depressed about something else. And it takes away all your avodas Hashem. Takes away your whole simchas chaim. It ruins your relationships. It destroys everything. And remember, the strongest Yetzirahs are the ones that are dressed up in Frumkeit. Those are the strongest Yetzirahs. I'm depressed because I didn't have Eir. I'm depressed because there are Jews who are suffering. When it comes in a levush of kedusha, of holiness, of something great, and I'm depressed because I'm depressed. So, whatever it is, and the Yetzer Hara is mapless Yehudi la'atzlus v'gerim l'lachshav shuv loy toiv. And here it also comes with a certain aura of kedusha that the person feels. The person is sad because he's not good. He's not good. He's not good. Lo yishava, he's worthless. He looks. He feels that he's worthless. O mashkiach menu es gedulaso malaso, and it causes a person to forget that he's a Jew, and all the mailas that he has, and the godless that he has. Shu ben hamelach, that he has the tremendous chus of being a Jew, of being ben hamelach. B'zeu garim lo lehisyayish me'avayda. It doesn't. Even though it sounds like it's a religious machshava, because he's thinking about how it sounds like he's thinking about how he has to be a better Jew, and he has averus, and he's got to do more mitzvahs. It sounds like it's religious, but the result of it is much less religion, much less Yiddishkeit. That's the result of that. A person who wants to work on himself, as we know from the Tanya and others from, is that he takes a certain time of the week and he spends a few minutes making a cheshbon nefesh of what he needs to work on, finished. Not going around with all kinds of machshavas all the whole time. Because that causes a person to feel yeish. Mei lahoda magish kilu muchach lechapis chius ba'ashpais ha'taiva. And mimele, what happens to that person is that he's falling apart and he's depressed. So he has to find chius. He's looking for life. Where? In the garbage can. Ba'ashpais ha'taiva. Of other things, of things that are not good. So you'd think that a person is all depressed about his affairs, that he would do less affairs. But we see it's not like that. The person who's all depressed about his affairs ends up doing more affairs. It's strange. If you're so depressed about your affairs, stop doing it. Stop doing that if you're so depressed about it. But we see that's not how it works. Because the person can't stand that feeling of darkness and believes that he or she is unsuccessful when it comes to mitzvahs, as a way of simcha, so then he or she looks for chiyus and all kinds of terrible things. And then you have addictions. The darkest one of our times is the addiction to pornography. This is the trademark of depressed people is pornography. And since there's so much depression and so much marashchayra and that you see that in this business with the taivas, with the ashpais ataiva, the lowest, to look into the lowest things and to become obsessed with these disgusting things. It's always connected to atzvus, to a feeling of worthlessness. And then the more the person looks at this stuff, the more worthless he feels. Rishah nefilas, all these nefilas. Therefore, simcha is mamish from the yisoides of our entire avodas Hashem. He mitzvah gedol, and that's Rabbi Nachman. He's this whole time he's been explaining what Rabbi Nachman said. These words, mitzvah gedol, yes, besimcha tam. Which really the Ramah says at the end of Ari Chaim. Also, he's speaking about Purim Kodim. We discussed that a few weeks ago. Lev tov simcha tamid. Lachene simcha mamish mi yisoy des avoyda. V'y mitzvah gedoy l'luchyoy so l'hargish kol hazman. But the simcha, that's a simcha that can never be taken away from you. A simcha that doesn't depend upon what you have, it depends upon who you are. L'luchyoy so l'hargish kol hazman sh'Hashem is baruch imoy. To feel, to live with that feeling. Kol hazman, all the time. Shashem is baruch imo, milismoch bo yisbaruch, and to rejoice in Hashem, in that connection, that relationship you have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Milizka shu chelik elokam imal mamish, and to remember that each one of us to remember that we are chelik elokam imal mamish, ben shal melech, the child of the king. Vizelo mishtana b'shum matzev, and that never ever changes. Regardless of any aver that a person's ever done in his life, it doesn't change the reality. that a person is, that each and every one of us is a ben melech, a bas melech, doesn't change that metzias at all. But the sadness causes a histalkus of the shechina. Depression and sadness means that you don't believe that you're a ben melech. You don't believe that you're a ben melech. And the sadness causes a histalkus of shechina. Some sort of a decreased connection. But not anything else. To remember that you're a ben melech. V'zalem mishtana b'shum ma'asav. Ukshe yakir b'zeh be'emes. And when a person truly recognizes this and remembers this, that will give him the strength to be able to resist the nisyonis of this world. The Lord says, "Mikol hanafilas," and to be able to get out of all the nafilas, "Lalas ad rum hamailas," and to ascend to the highest madrigas, to go higher and higher. Latzliach b'chol avadas, to matzliach in everything, in all of his avadas Hashem, and even his avada at work, even when it comes to gashmis. When a person is besimcha, he's ambitious, he works hard. When a person is be'atzvas, he doesn't want to do anything. He feels completely immobilized. Doesn't work hard, doesn't want to do anything. So he's not matzliach, not in his avadas Hashem, and not in stam, in what he has to do, not at work, not in the office, not at home, not with his kids. Stuff. Doesn't feel any cheshek or any chis at all. Let's look at some of the notes. Reish Mem Beis. Ha'atzvus geremus l'chol ha'tzaris. And therefore, atzvus is the greatest cause of all kinds of tzaris. Ki ha'klipas heim ha'atzvus. Because the klipas themselves are the embodiment of atzvus and din. On the other hand, when a person is besimcha with Hashem, it causes a sweetening of all dinim. When a person believes in Hashem the right way, that person will feel simcha tmidis. That's how it's manifested. That's how it's expressed. Then mizbatim hadinim. Then the dinim are mizbatil. Even if a person is still not completely free of averus, and even if he has much to do and much work to do in his avodas Hashem, when he's besimcha, that doesn't mean that he doesn't care about doing tshuva. But when a person is besimcha, then mizbatim hadinim, the dinim, then he's fresh, he's alive, and the bugs go away. There are no bugs. Mizbatam hadinim. Kikol hadinim, heim toitzor, shel hastoros haklipas, is or pnei Hashem. Because all of the dinim come from the power that the klipas have to conceal from person, to hide from person, the or pnei Hashem, the light of Hashem. Lachain berege shemakir mamin b'Hashem izbar. Therefore, the moment that a person recognizes, he feels, he believes in Hashem as Baruch, miyad mizbatel hamakor, then the dinim don't have koach over him. When a person besimcha, the dinim don't have koach. In modern times, they began to study and to understand that there's a very deep connection between a person's physical state of being and his mental state of being. There's a tremendous connection between the two. When a person lives in a place of simcha and optimism and yeschias, and that affects every cell of his body. So we see that this is a subject that was not understood. It's more and more understood, the connection between the person's matzav ruach and his physical matzav. A huge connection. Reish Mem Gimel. To the degree that a person feels this simcha and this hisroimimus, that he's a ben melech, it's not enough to be besimcha yourself. You have to be besimcha other Jews also. And that's why people who are filled with the schias of Hashem and filled with emunah and filled with simcha, They naturally try to give chias to other Jews. It doesn't just spill over. The whole metzias is to be mechai other people. So they want to increase the population of Hashem's malchus. The same way that he sees with himself that he has the chelik lekami mal mamish, that he feels the bracha of Hashem's presence in his life. He wants every Jew in the world to feel that. He wants other people to feel that as well. It's not because he was hired to try to be makar of other people, or he's hired to try to get this guy to keep Shabbos. He naturally feels this tremendous, tremendous chias and simcha, and he wants other people to feel the chias and the simcha as well. And he wants to be marbek v'ayit shamayim. It's natural for a person who's besimcha, a person who's ba'atzvus, who's in sadness, he's stuck only within himself. He's with himself, that's all. He's stuck with himself. He doesn't think about other people. People who are depressed or sad, they think about themselves. And when you ask them, why are you so sad? They'll tell you, I'm sad because of you. He said, because I'm not sad. You're sad because of me. The people who are depressed and sad, they live inside a very tiny little bubble of their own lives. They don't see outside of themselves. They're stuck in themselves. It's one of the strongest simanim of a person who's sad and depressed, is that everything is about themselves. When a person's besimcha, he wants to besimech everybody. The person's besimcha, he connects to other people. He wants to connect to other people. It doesn't mean that he has to be some kind of a social butterfly, but it means that he feels simcha is the midah of, is connected to the midah of ahava and the chesed, but teva is something which moves in an outward way. It pushes away from oneself to others. Whereas atzlus is something where the person retracts and recoils and shrinks. So a person who's ba'atzlus is a person who is in a shrunken state. And when a person shrinks, he shrivels up within himself, and he doesn't connect to other people. There are all kinds of things now. People have social anxiety. There's a term, social anxiety, where they're very, very uncomfortable being among other people and so on. It's all kinds of strange machlis that people just don't feel comfortable around other people. These things are 90%. I mean, I don't know anything. I'm just stomping, but those are people, but mostly have this struggle with sadness, with asus. The ones that are hiding in shul, or they don't go to shul, or they disappear from the community, they become small and stuck in their own little bubble of sadness. And they don't get out, and it's a symptom of a person who's sad, who's depressed. A person who's besimcha is all the time naturally wants to give koach to other people as well. He feels the energy of that simcha and that connection to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he wants to give that to others. L'sa'alus v'lachsa b'tshuva, to help others come back. A person who's bem is such a person doesn't have to go take courses on kiruv v'chokim. There are plenty of people, men and women, that they were unbelievable when it came to bringing other Jews close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and they never took classes on kiruv v'chokim. Just by their energy and by their personality and by the simchas achayim, when you were in their orbit, you wanted to be better, and when you just to be connected to those people, you wanted to do better, to be better. There were grandmothers like that didn't know a word of Torah to say over, and they were lifting up generations of Jews without knowing anything, without without having gone to any seminary or hearing any shiurim or shmuzn or sichas or anything, but because of the Simchas HaChaim, because of their emuna, because of their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that it spills over, and that they didn't have to give you a whole speech. They didn't have to prove to you from some Taisus that their God exists. When you were with that, in the presence of that person, you felt the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the person didn't say over any Torah to you, didn't know to say Torah. But you felt this is, that this person is, you felt the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you feel the Amunah. And that affects the people who are with that person in a very strong way. V'meni yochel adaber ito, nefochas yachshav alav machshavas tovas keilim. Zegem yashpia. And sometimes you can't talk to the other person, you can't reach the other person, but even by thinking positive thoughts about somebody, that also has ashpa. Again, people who are besimcha, people who are in that place of being very positive and besimcha, they have good machshavas, and their good machshavas, they're good, their positive machshavas have an effect upon other people, especially the people that they're connected to. Zagam yeshpia besod, have you done this kol odom l'kav schus, shebe'etzem zeh shata donos l'schus, ata moyo lo, that when you think positively of another person, that has a tremendous impact on the person, like Rabbi Nachman speaks about in Reish Pei Beis and Azam, but it has a tremendous effect on a person when you have those positive thoughts, because Ruchnis is something that travels from one place to another. And when you think good thoughts about another person and positive thoughts, it helps the person. Reish Mamdal, l'chein tzorach l'zam, is therefore a person has to try. Person has to try v'limtzo eitzes eichlias molei simcha tamim, to constantly think of different eitzes of how to be besimcha, eitzes of simcha, u'mamish yimso es nafshu l'garish es atzus, and to be moise nefesh mamish, to work very, very hard, to be conscious of this, to drive away atzus. The garish es atzus, she shurish hara, which is the shurish of ra. And if this person that you have at work, obviously you can't do that with your husband or your wife. You have to do the best you can with family. But if there are people, sometimes you have a person in your life that's just like the Malach HaMavis, the Grim Reaper. So then you need to stay away from that person. Just stay away. They have a way of poisoning everybody around them. You have to stay away from those people. I had that sometimes over the years, there'll be in a tzibur, that there are individuals that have a way of just getting everybody to feel bad and to look at things in a negative way. And the biggest simcha is when those people leave and they go someplace else. It's terrible to say, it doesn't sound nice, but it's such a, I've had it over the years, just, no matter what, it's this one didn't say good Shabbos to me. This one, this is not that I get an Aliyah. This one took my seat. This one, everything always with tainis and tviyas and for yom kamisoynim rabbi. Every single thing is negative, is bad, and then they say something like, I don't know if I feel that I can stay in this one. I'm thinking, please don't, please don't. I mean, I feel bad for the other Jews that you're gonna upset, but I just, you can go someplace else. Why don't you just daven be yichidus and leave everybody alone? Because then you're just going to hack your wife, because those are the same people that they complain to their wives also all day. This is not good, the food wasn't ready. They come everywhere they go, they bring that marish chayru with them. Everywhere they go, marish chayru, nothing is good. This one's not good. The people are not friendly, that's, people are not friendly, this is not friendly. You're not friendly. People are not friendly because they look at you and they run away because you have the face of the Grim Reaper. Gloom and doom is written all over you. So who wants to? So they run away from you. How come people don't invite me? How come people aren't friendly? And the other people say, yeah, but such nice people. Everybody's like, it's the same island. Because everywhere you go, your whole life, it's negative. It's negative. It's dark. So it could be people are running away from you, as we said, because dinim are attracted to you. That's how it is. Negativity surrounds you. And everywhere you go, you bring that negativity and people run away from you. And then you have tinus. How come people are not friendly? How come not invited? People over the years, so many times, how come I wasn't invited? 42 years old, you know, it's like, how this conversation is embarrassing. And think within your head, have you ever felt that way before, that where you've been in other places in life that you weren't invited? Just think about it. You're not being invited. So it means that everybody in this is, that I live, because I live in Sodom and Gomorrah, that's why I'm not invited. So if I move to a place that's not Sodom and Gomorrah, then they'll invite me. So why is it that everywhere you've been in your life you feel uninvited? Because you're not inviting. Because it's written all over you. So people don't want it. People, because the same way the Shekhinah goes away, so people also go away. The Shekhinah packs up and leaves, so other Jews go away also from that place. The Shekhinah doesn't want to be. Nobody wants to be. The Shekhinah doesn't want to be. Nobody wants to be. Not the Shekhinah, not other people. I have found that people, by and large, people are wonderful, are very, very good and wonderful. That's why I've seen it. For the most part, we all have stuff, but for the most part, people are wonderful and good. When you have someone that comes and says to you that nobody is good, this place is bad, usually it's something wrong. You can say, I have aggravation from Plony Almoni. It happens. But when people make these broad statements about the Welt and the Tzibur, or the Shul, or the neighborhood, or the... The neighborhood is not a good neighborhood. What does that mean? The neighborhood is not a good neighborhood. How did that happen to you, that the neighborhood is not a good neighborhood? I mean, there are a couple thousand people living in the neighborhood. It's not a good neighborhood. You want to say that the roads, you know, that the streets have holes in them? Okay. That you could say it's not a good neighborhood. It's an unfriendly community. When you hear these deburim, ding, 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 ding. Atzvus, sadness, depression. Because in their own house, they tell their wife and kids, this is a bad neighborhood I live in. Their own house is a bad neighborhood. And then it just has a way of spreading to the whole neighborhood. My house is a bad neighborhood. My block is, what kind of block I have these things? What kind of people? They're unfriendly. The people on my block are unfriendly. And then it goes to the whole community, and then the whole world is miserable. It's just the way that they operate. So, like there was a movie back in the 50s. I didn't see it in the 50s. I saw it in the 60s. It was called The Blob. I guess it's just, I don't know. I don't have to explain it. If you saw the movie, it was like this horrible blob. It just kept on like spreading and moving everywhere it goes. It like, you know, yeah. The Blob. It was an interesting idea because usually the science fiction movies were like these scary, horrible monsters, right? This was like a chiddush. It didn't make it into a whole scary thing with all. It was just the blob. It was the koach of atzvus, just moving along everywhere in its path. Everything was ruined by it, just taking over the world. The blob. Just nothing. Didn't say anything to anybody. Didn't talk. Didn't say. Just darkness everywhere. V'yomish chayshech. Everything is bad. Everything is bad. The whole world is bad. The news, the world, everything is bad, everything is depressing. It begins in your own home. That's how it is. Because it began in your own heart. And it spreads. Therefore, a person has to always look for Atzus, because Atzus is the Sharish of Ra. Began with just a few lines up from the bottom of the note on page Kuf Mem Test at the end. And sometimes when you're feeling, when you're not feeling great, something's bothering you, and you feel some katness, some smallness, before it gets into a serious place of depression. not to let it get to such a place. To work hard, lift yourself up. To try to enter into that place of Emunah and Tvekes Bashem. But even if you're not matzliach meiz hasiba through dveikus b'Hashem and through amunah to be mesamech yourself with all of those positive thoughts that you're a ben melech and a bas melech and so on, yisamech esas misamech esav b'simcha chitzon yisayisa. We spoke about this a lot. This was Rabbi Nachman spoke a lot about this. Then be mesamech yourself even with something which is silly, as long as it's not against the Torah. Even something which is silly. Yisamech b'sakam b'simcha chitzon, even a chitzon yisdik simcha. Get yourself a milkshake or something. Even when it's something which is a chitzon yisdik simcha. Silly, something silly, as long as it's not chalila, something wrong. Simcha, gam simcha chitzon yisdik simcha. The most chitzon yisdik simcha. Kama yidei negunim, mimenagnim ksherim chadayim, to listen to some music, as long as it's kosher music and so on. It's not so pashut. V'shad dvar mesamcha meslibo. Other things that I'm mesamcha meslibo. How many times over the years I had been talking to some lady that's going through a whole thing, and I'll say, you need to go to buy yourself something, go to get a dress or something. Go to the mall, whatever.
Retail therapy.
What?
Retail therapy.
What kind of therapy?
Retail therapy.
But that's what's called, there's a name for that? Yeah, so nowadays though, so it used to be that the girl would get out, she'd go to the mall, and then she has a chias, and now they just sit in a room with an Amazon. It's a terrible thing. I mean, it's a good thing because it saves a lot of time, obviously. You don't have to run around like that, and there's a lot of things that are not necessarily good. But there was something, you know, for a person to go out to the store, to go to the mall, and you get a lechias, and you know, she goes around, she meets a friend, she goes with a friend, you go with a friend to the stores, and you go, the girls will go out for the day. There's something for that. There's a chashivas to that, you know. And now she's just sitting with a machine in the basement somewhere. Send or whatever it is, buy, add to cart. Used to be that she'd be with her girlfriend and they'd go together and they had a shopping cart and they had a whole chias there. And now she's sitting there by herself, add to cart. It's also sad. The whole computer thing is the loneliness that comes with such a life, sitting on the phone and with the, even though they're all the time texting and WhatsApp and connecting and so. Sharanun Mamish, like we're learning, Sharanun, of depression, of sadness. There's never been such sadness and loneliness that comes with this. But even a simple thing, to go to the store, and you don't have to go to get, you don't have to even, so to go, let's say, to go with a friend, to go out to eat something. So there's also a little bit of chiyas, it's still a simcha chitzainis. No, you can get Uber Eats. Something, you heard about that? So that there's, yeah, you don't have to go to the restaurant. Bring it to your door. And you go down and eat your sandwich, your pastrami sandwich next to the computer while you're ordering something on the computer. This is what they're like. No. It's unbelievable. So the tzaddikim say, of course, the tachlis of that is nishadam. That I'm not going to the store because, like, this is the purpose of my life, to go shopping or to go to a restaurant. It's silly. But through this silliness, or going out to play some ball or whatever it is, but through this simcha, I should be able to get past this asvus and to move on to simcha in my learning and my davening. It's a kli to move forward. It's not to get stuck like some adult playing tennis your whole life or whatever, going on some golf tour around the world. Some guys would tell me about some crazy golf trip that they took. I don't know. Again, I want people to have simcha chitzonis. I don't forgive them to have some. Just don't get carried away with it, you know. But people, to be mesamech yourself, simcha and pshitas, and to me, it's just, even if it's simcha chitzonis, it's ara libel, it's simcha amitas, and the tachlis and the hope should be, and the avodah should be, as a way of breaking through the asus, not to see this as the purpose of my life, you know, and to walk around in shul, the golf club or something, or the tennis racket. I was going to say it's healthy, but I don't see anything healthy about going to play golf. I'm not sure what they do. I don't know what that is. That's to make a little ball go into a hole and to walk around, or to go in a little truck. And I'm not sure. They call that a sport. Even when I was a kid, and I used to watch sports a lot, I was very athletic and I love sports. But there was that thing like on Sunday afternoon when you were looking, because the football game was over, and you're looking around like on the television, like something like, but there was no, then you'd see like golf. You know what I'm talking about? Like even the guy that spoke, it was like with a certain like sadness. It was like, you know what I mean? It was like very quiet. The Olam had to be quiet when they're standing around. Well, other sports, the Olam is, right? There's a chiyus, but when it comes to golf, shh, Arnold Palmer. It's on the 12th green. I don't know whether it was birdie. I don't know what the right of this one. It's like down two. Arnold Palmer. Shh. So what is this? Shul or something? What's going on over here? So I never understood what kind of a sport that was. They call it. I don't think you lose weight by playing golf. I know that happens. Or you get. I don't know if you perspire by playing golf. But okay. So but if it makes you happy, go get some diet and play some golf. If it makes you happy, go play a game of golf. As long as it's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to get out of the darkness that you're in. So that's what it takes. Then do it. Even if it's a shtus of an Irish kite, the ikur is that a person should be besimcha.